right, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, is Steven in by chance?
Perhaps. May I tell him who's calling?
Yes, this is Tyler with Cardiff.
Cardiff is... Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can find him. I can't find him out there. Perhaps I can help you.
Yeah, I was actually in contact with Linda last week. I was actually trying to get a hold of Steven. I think he was out of town this weekend, but last week. But it's in reference to an approval we had sent the company about 2.5 weeks ago for some equipment financing and working capital. I just kind of wanted to touch base with Steven, kind of see what he...
Well, he's the wrong person to talk to about that stuff. Because I handle all that. My name's Andy.
Oh, okay.
So it went the wrong place. And he probably would have, normally he'd forward stuff onto me, but I didn't get anything about that. So can you resend me the information?
I sent it to Linda before, but yeah, what's your email?
AndyK, @millwright.net.
Okay, @millwright.net, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you the
information. I'm the general manager, and I do all the financing.
I got you. Yeah, we got you pre-approved for some working capital and equipment financing for right around $250,000, so I just kind of wanted to touch base and maybe see what you guys had coming up this quarter.
Send it off. We're working on some stuff right now, so I'll have a look at it and see if it's if it's something that'll work for us.
I see. What was it you guys were working on? You have a project coming up?
We've got a lot of projects in the works. We got one that's getting close to ready to dot the I's and cross the T's on and get it moving. So I see the finals from the customer. So
was it more of equipment you were looking to bring on or capital?
It's equipment.
Okay.
Kind of a combination. Some equipment we build. We have to build some tooling in house, which generally we can't finance it. That's a working capital thing. And then we have equipment that's a machinery to finance from the outside.
I see. Was it a new piece of equipment you were looking to bring on, or
two new pieces of it's add-on business, additional.
Additional, okay. Do you have any idea what those were gonna kind of run you?
Well, it's actually in the neighborhood of about $120,000, all total, including the working capital and the two molding machines.
Total or each for the equipment?
Total.
Okay. That's equipment financing is kind of our bread and butter here, so that's definitely right down our alley. And one of the kind of nice things here is the approval process here is usually only right around 24 hours, so we can actually at least get you an answer for some hard numbers for what you kind of qualify with the programs and the rates as well. Actually,
we do have a group that I that I've worked with several times this year who will do some who you know they'll I just pick up the phone and they'll do financing for us. But I've got a but you know I mean we're always interested in looking at better rates.
Yeah, was it Wells Fargo you still doing it with? That's who I have.
No,
here.
we're working with on a deal with Wells Fargo right now too. We're you know playing all the angles.
Yeah.
You know what you got to do, and so I'm talking to Wells Fargo, and we have another company. They're a broker, really Priority Capital that we deal with.
Okay.
We've done several deals with them.
I see.
On equipment and stuff. So they're a broker. We haven't done any. What we've done with them is just equipment financing, not nothing for any kind of working capital or anything like that.
I gotcha. It's actually kind of good to see you guys are growing. I actually actually did a marketing thing for one of the injection moldings out here, and they've been struggling out here just with the whole getting their name out. So it's kind of good to see you guys are.
The injection molding business is a hard business.
It's extremely competitive. You guys all kind of offer the same thing.
You know, unfortunately, not huge margins,
mm-hmm.
and capital intensive. You know, so it's
tough one to
make your way in. And unfortunately for us, we're pretty technologically advanced here, and we're doing multi-shot.
Are you guys used? What kind of sizes are you guys usually pumping out? Are you like small medium?
It's all small equipment. Our biggest machines are what they call like 75 tons, and that's that in the molding industry. Those are almost micro machines.
Uh-huh.
But we run a completely automated lights out facility. We're here. We have people
okay.
plan 8 hours a day, and otherwise we're closed. So we're actually reshoring a bunch of stuff from China.
Gotcha. And, so are you outsourcing?
No, we're I say reshoring. I mean, we're bringing it here to manufacture.
Gotcha.
We're directly competing with China in price. And of course, beating them on delivery and customer service. And all
that's actually who they were saying who was their biggest competition was overseas, and how they were actually able to beat them as well. So that's actually good to hear.
It's coming back, you know.
Yeah.
Customers, people want to buy stuff made in the U.S. You know, so that
of course
definitely helps. But it's but then you know, bottom line always affects everybody. So it's.
I agree.
Tough one to get there, and you have to, you know, really for an injection molder, you got to have something that's special about you, or you know,
oh yeah,
there, you know.
Well, that and it's all very relationship based. I mean, once you get them once, you usually lock them in. So, I actually have my senior rep here. If you wanted him to just kind of give you some more accurate kind of details and kind of expectations for what it is we can offer you.
I'll get a little bit closer to that when I know that I'm down to dotting the I's, and when I know the customer's going to go. Otherwise, I'm just you know.
What time frame are you looking at for that? When
probably about two to three weeks, about around the middle of July.
Mid July. Okay.
Yeah. Call me back then. Send me the information here. I'll have it in front of me, and I'll look at it today.
Sounds good.
And then give me a call back in mid July, and I should have it. I should be getting close to pulling the trigger.
Okay. Let me just make sure I have the email right, so we get this to you. It's just andyk@millwright.net.
Correct.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. I'll shoot you the same information I sent Steve here last week, and hopefully we'll be in touch here in a few weeks here.
Great. Okay.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Andy.
Yep. Okay.